So, but Josh, you're on a Dafei Aleph Amud Aleph. Huh? Right where we're
we
at.
We got that marked down?
Oh, yes, we did. We went all the way to the Mishnah.
Oh, my. Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
Achal v'shata. V'helem echad eno chayav v'lachatat. As we saw earlier, the Achila and the Shtia are even considered to be one type of inui. They're certainly not different Isurim, because Lamaisa, there's only one Isur, which is the initemet nafshotechem, and kol hanefesh shelo tu'une. Therefore, the nichrata that's said on all of the inuim can't possibly be mechayev you a different carbon for achila v'shtiyah. So you would only be mechayev one chat. Achal v'yasam melacha. However, on the other hand, if one both eats and does melacha on Yom HaKippurim, forgetting that it's Yom Kippur, so then he would be chayav shtei chataot, because those are two completely different isurim and two completely different karesis that are mentioned in the pasuk. We're going to go through the pasukim, and therefore you'd be chayav on two separate chataot. It's not that there's a chata for Yom HaKippurim. The chatas for Malach on Yom Kippur, and the chatas for being over on Ino Yom Kippur. Achal ochlin she'inan ru'uyin l'achila, v'shata mashkin she'inan ru'uyin l'shtiya. However, if one ate things which are not considered to be suitable for eating, or drank things that are not considered to be potable for drinking, and even shatat sir, or murias, doesn't mean that these things are completely inedible. It means that they're not edible in the mode that he's eating. In other words, he's eating them stam. Let's say if he's taking tzir is the salt water that comes out of pressing a fish that's been left in salt in order to preserve it. Or murias even includes the fat of the fish, like schmalter and the sauce. It would be potter, because they're generally eaten directly on its own. So even though the Torah does not use the lashon of achila, doesn't say achila, it says lo tu'une, as we've seen, that don't give very much la'loka. Nonetheless, somehow we know that that means that it has to be something which is the tzura of achila. We need to determine how we know that. Omar Rish Lakish points out something fascinating. We know that usually the fact that something is chayiv karet is insufficient for us to know that it's chayiv karet. For instance, not being nimol, or not bringing the carbon vessel, which are passive act, are not mechayiv carbon, not because of their passivity, but simply because the Torah never said don't. There's nothing not to do. So therefore, what we call it is we call it the karet of an asay. So these are the famous two exceptions to the dinim of karet and korban. But there are two karets on the mitzvah asay, mila and pesach, which of course have many other things in common, as with the mayachayi and so on and so forth. But in any event, the mila and korban pesach, both of them are not mechayiv korban. Why wouldn't Yom HaKippur be the same thing? Never says anywhere don't eat on Yom Kippur. So all it says is v'nitem et nafshotechem. That's a mitzvah asay. So there's actually three exceptions. That there's a karet here, which is a karet of an asay, and therefore it's amachayev alav, and amachayev a chatat. Because after all, our dugma for chatat is the dugma on the chatat of avodat kochavim, which is a lotas. Omar Reish Lakish, mipnei ma lo ne'emra azara b'inui. Why does it not say the lashon as a lav? In other words, the way the Farshim and the Sen Reish Lakish is that he's not saying that there isn't an azara. He's saying the initem is to be understood as an azara. It says if it's said don't eat, but said it in a positive way. So that the only reason, says Reish Lakish, that forces me to say is because there's no reason for me to say that there would have been a better mode of expressing it as a law, because there's no way to say it. What would you say? The law of Shar. There's no way to say it except as initem. There's heichinich. What should the Torah write in order to make it clear that it means it is a negative? Nichtov rachamana lo yochal. And that would have been a normal achila. Achila b'kizayit. We wouldn't have learned the entire din of the expanded concept of inuyim. Nichtav rachmana lo tu'unem. And that's crazy. That would mean come and eat on Yom Kippur. I can't say lav bitu'uner or something like that. Makifla ravoshai. I mean, why can't you say hishamer pen lo tu'uner? Albeit it's a bit awkward, but it gets the idea across that the initem is meant as a negative. First of all, I mean, if you would say that, then you would have two lav. Hishamer and pen, each one of them is a lav. Difficult to lav it. Makifla rabibi barabai. I mean, couldn't you say nichtav rachmana hishamer b'mitzvat inui? That would mean careful to keep v'initem. No, that also wouldn't make sense, you see, because hishamer of a lav is a lav, but hishamer of an asay is an asay. So if I say hishamer to do something, that's not a lav. And see to it that you do something. The truth is, this is a machlokas, but it's a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and this is Reish Lakish Shita. And after all, it's Reish Lakish who's saying this. There's no alternative mode of expression. So it works out perfectly well according to Reish Lakish. I can't say yishamer b'mitzvat inui and get a better result than simply saying v'inita. So that's not an answer. Matki floravashi. Well, how about saying al tasur min ha'inui? Okay, if you think that's a problem, that's a problem. Obviously, the al tasur min ha'inui has all types of other implications. Not a very serious, certainly not a fatal blow to Reish Lakish's war. That in context, v'initem is to be understood as don't eat. And therefore, it follows as a lot. Now, actually, the Tana is a brighter that makes it much clearer and shows us that there are strong, not just our assumptions that there's nothing better and therefore, but rather straight out raya that there must be an azhara, which is the technical word for lot. It must be an azhara. Now, this brighter is a fascinating brighter because what it does is it takes sort of an opposite approach. Instead of starting from the beginning and building its case, it starts at the end, assumes the worst, and breaks it down until it finally reaches the point at which it understands, hey, wait a minute, when I'm breaking it down, I never ended up with a lotase for inui at all. So it discovers, it leads us along a line of assumptions that forces us to discover that nowhere are we told that we're not supposed to eat on Yom Kippur. What's that?
Is that common?
Not all that common. To break down piece by piece what we don't know is not common. That, yes, but that's not what we're going to do. Watch. You know, the truth is that before we do this, I would love to. I would love to go through the psukim with you.
That's really. Let's pass these out. It's very confusing unless we get an overall view of the psukim.
As you will recall, we have three separate parshiot that describe Yom HaKippurim in the Torah. Now, the first parsha, of course, is Achrei Moshe. So for that, let's take a look in Vayikra. We'll start in Tetzayin. And surprisingly, in Achrei Moshe, we don't really have most of the Isurim that are mentioned, and that is most of the psukim. We have only one reference, which is in Pasuk Yudzayin Choftet, and Tazayin Choftet, right near the end of the parak. And over there it says, "V'haita lachem l'chukat olam b'chodesh hashvi'i be'asor l'chodesh ta'anu et nafshotechem v'chol melacha lo ta'asu ha'ezrach v'ager hagar b'tochechem." That's the pasuk that puts together "Ta'anu et nafshotechem" as an essay, and "Kol melacha lo ta'asu" as a law. And then in pasuk Lamed Aleph it says, "Shabbat Shabbatoni lachem v'initem et nafshotechem chukat olam." So again, there's two psukim here: one of melacha, two of inui. Now let's move on to Parshat Emor. In Parshat Emor, we should look in Parak of Gimel, and here we find quite a few repetitions. So if we start in Chav Gimel in Pasik Chav Chet. So in Pasik Chav Chet, we're told, that's just Chav Zayin, sorry. Ach ba'asor l'chodesh ha-shvi'i hazeh yom ha-kippurim u'mikra kodesh yeh lechem v'initem et nafshotechem. That's the third Pasik of Yinu. V'chol melacha lo ta'asu be'etzem ha-yom hazeh. Okay, two psukim for melacha so far, one in Achrei Moshe, one in Emor. Continues the Pasik. Ki chol ha-nefesh asher lo tu'uneh be'etzem ha-yom hazeh v'nichreta mi'ameha. So now we're told that there's a thief karet for inui. V'chol ha-nefesh asher ta'aseh kol melacha be'etzem ha-yom hazeh. V'ha-avad at the end, at ha-nefesh mikerav ha-ma. Now we're told that there's karet for melacha. Now we have a repetition again. Kol melacha lo ta'asu, chukat olam torotechem, v'chol moshvotechem. So that's now a repetition of Pasuk Chofchet, which is now the third reference. I think the president sat here somewhere between the two of you. V'nitem et nafshotechem, and then we have again Shabbat Shabbatoni, v'nitem et nafshotechem, b'tisha l'chodesh ba'erev, mi'erev ad erev tishbetu shabbatchem. Awful lot of repetition here. So we have the lotase, the malacha, back in Achrei Moshe. We have the chomalacha lotasu here in Emor. Then it says again, chomalacha lotasu here in Emor. Okay? Then we have to move on and go to Bamidbar, because Pinchas also has its story, of course, in the Musafim, but it mentions there again the Yisur malacha in Chavtet, Bamidbar Chavtet, Posik Zayin. ובעשר לחודש השביעי הזה מקרא קודש יהיה מלאכם ויניתם את נפשותיכם כל מלאכה לא תעשו. This is remarkable. We've got five separate sukkim about melacha. All right, so keeping all of that now in mind, let's take a look now at the drosha of this Tana. And the Tana, as I said, takes a strange approach, makes a lot of assumptions. One of his assumptions, which we have no idea at this point how he knows it, but we will soon see it on the base of today's daf, is that there is also an iser of Yom HaKippurim on Erev Yom Kippur, a little bit before Yom Kippur, and a Motzei Yom Kippur a little bit post Yom Kippur, which is called Tosafat Yom HaKippurim. So we have a Tosefet to the Isser. And he begins with that assumption. Tana Maita Lemiha, V'initemet Nafshotechem V'chol Melacha Lo Ta'asu. So first, let's take a look at the Pasuk that we just read in the Parshas. Oh, thank you so much. He did it again.
No.
Oh, he didn't do it. All right.
Legitimate.
All right, so we'll start off with the Pasuk of Pinchas, the last of the Pesukim that we brought. There it puts together, V'nitem et nafshotechem, V'chol melacha lo ta'asu. Says the Tana, Yocho ye anush al tosefet milacha. You might think, we don't even know how he knows that there is such a thing, but assuming that there's such a thing as tosefet milacha from this Pasuk, so you might think that you would also be chayef karet on it. Tamud lomar, therefore the Torah actually clarified back in Emor, V'chol ha-nefesh asher ta'ase kol melacha, Be'etzem ayom hazeh. I say be'etzem ayom hazeh. I could say be'ayom hazeh. So be'etzem ayom hazeh teaches al itzumo shel yom anush karet ve'no anush karet al tosefet melacha. There's only a chiyav on the actual day and not on the additions to the day. Yochol lo yehe anush karet al tosefet melacha al v'yehe anush karet al tosefet inui. After all, it says in that pasuk both inui and melacha. So maybe the exclusion of be'etzem ayom hazeh is only an exclusion vis-a-vis melacha. How do we know its exclusion also in terms of inui? Talmud lomar, ki chol ha-nefesh asher lo tu'une be'etzem ha-yom hazeh v'nichrata. That indeed was the previous pasuk in Emor, in which it also stresses be'etzem for the second time in Emor. There's three stresses on be'etzem in Emor. So the be'etzem ha-yom hazeh tells me, dafka li tzumo sh'yom anush karet, ve'no anush karet al tosefet inui. There is no chiyuv karet on the additional moments before Yom Kippur and after Yom Kippur. You can see where we're going to get to a little, we're going to be stymied. You can see where we're heading here. So you might think, okay, there may not be an onesh karet, but at least there's still a lot when it comes to doing that extra little bit of time to do malacha during it. Talmud lomar, no. Even in the lotaseh, which is mentioned in Emor, albeit not in the one that's mentioned in Pinchas, but in Emor it does say, for the third time, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, V'chol Melacha Lo Ta'asu. This is yet the previous pasuk. We started at the end. We've been going backwards the whole time. We started at the very end in Pinchas, and we went to the last pasuk in Emor, the one before it, the penultimate pasuk, and then the one before that in Emor. So now we're at the Azhara. You might think there's a lav on Tosefet Melacha. Talmud Lomar, V'chol Melacha Lo Ta'asu, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Only Alitzumo Shayom Yer Muzhar. There's not even an azara, there's not even a lav on the Tosefet Melacha. Aha! Okay, so you might think there's no lav on the Tosefet Melacha. Ooh, it's really getting tickly now. Ava yehe muzara Tosefet Inui. But when it comes to that little additional time, there would be a lav on the additional time of Inui. And after all, it's a kal v'chomer. If melvedin ma melacha shenei b'shavatot v'yamim tovim. Look, why do I need a proof? If melacha, which is very chomer, because every yantiv and every Shabbos has an isur melacha, and nonetheless, there's no din of a muzhar on the tosefet of melacha, despite the fact that melacha is a universal element of yamim tovim, of zmanei kodesh. So nonetheless, there's no azar on the tosefet. Inui, which is unique to Yom HaKippurim, she'enu noheg b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim, is not generally an element of Kiddusha. Eino din shelo yehe muzhar alav. It makes no sense to suggest that if there's no isur on the Tosefet Melacha, that there should be an isur of Tosefet Inui. Of course, we now realize, but we don't really know how there's an isur of Inui at all. Aval azaral Inui shoyom atzmo l'lamadnu. Wait! We've just figured out that we have no basis for saying that there's an Isser Inui at all, other than expressed as a mitzvah taseh. V'nitem et nafshotechem. Where in the world is the law that allows us to go ahead and say that there's a chiyuv chatat, which is only a chiyuv where there's a law? So minayin. Ah, lo, and here finally we get to the right. Lo ye'amer onesh bimelacha v'gamar mi'inui. Let me ask you. If the Torah HaKadosh had not told us an onesh on doing melacha, simply would have said, lo ta'aseh melacha, wouldn't have said the v'nichrata or v'avarti et ha'nefesh, would I not have been able to learn out the fee of karet from the dinam of inui. Uma inui she'eino noheg b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim. Anush karet. If inui, which after all is not a universal characteristic of zmane shvita, is nonetheless b'chayev yu karet on yom kippurim, milacha, which is a standard element of all zmane kodesh, and which is mechayev yu karet all over. So milacha she'noheg b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim. Lo kol shekein, what I would have a havamina that the yom kippurim, which is even mechayev on its inui karet, shouldn't be mechayev on its malacha karet. Lama ne'mar, why then do we have this posik to tell me v'nichrata or v'havadati, to tell me, to keep it mufneh, to keep it open for a drasha, which is now a comparative type of drasha, such as a gzerah shava. Lahakish v'ladun mimenu gzerah shava. In leaving it open, the Torah allows us to be doresh the following. Ne'emar onesh bi'inui, v'ne'emar onesh b'mlacha. In the same way that the Torah specifies, both in the dinim of inui and in the dinim of melacha, it specifies an onesh. Ma melacha lo anash elin ken yisir. We know that it says beferush in the parsha of melacha that there is in fact a lo tase haf inui lo anash ela im ken yisir. Therefore, the pasuk is making clear with the hafnaya that we should understand that even though the basis is v'initem, but that v'initem is to be understood also as a lo tase that would allow us to define the isur of Yom Kippurim as one that's mechayev a korban. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to be mechayev a korban. I would know that there was an onesh karet, and I would know that you're not allowed to eat, but I wouldn't have known that you're mechayev a korban on eating, because it isn't similar to the model that we have of korbanos that we find by the Isser of Avodat Kochavim, which has become now the makor of how it is that we apply the din of korbanos. Therefore, comes along this extra limut of karet that's stated by Malach, which is unnecessary, to compare it to the karet, which is stated by inui, to teach us that there's a nazora mi inui, says the Gemara. But wait a moment. It's only open on one end, right? But then is that a limit of gzeirah shava that's only open on one end, you can ask on, and if you can find a reason to disallow it, so then it's not a binding gzeirah shava. Well, I can find a reason. Ikala mifrach. I can show you that that's not a very good comparison, not a rational comparison. Because mala inui shlo tarmich lalo. Inui, after all, there's never something built into Yom Kippur that says there are occasions where I'm telling you not to keep inui, but there certainly are occasions where I'm telling you not to keep the Isser Malacha, namely all of the karbonis that I specify. And on Yom Kippur, go ahead and do this and this and bring this karbon, shech that karbon. Well, how can you do that? It says kol melacha lo tase. Well, I mean kol melacha except. Okay, so kol melacha except already is not as universally binding under all circumstances as the din of inui is. The Torah never says to the kohen, "Well, you're busy, you don't have to fast." Doesn't say that. So therefore, maybe indeed inui, which is lo hutar michlalo, indeed has this chumrah that it's b'chayev a korban and has a lav attached to it. But the inui lo hutar michlalo tomar b'malacha shuhutar hutaram michlala. Therefore, the Torah is giving us completely different elements by malacha that it may well be that these are not comparable to inui. Ela lo yamer onesh b'inui. Let's look at it the other way. I don't need to write the onesh on inui, because I could have had the onesh of inui learned out from malacha by saying it in the opposite direction. Obviously, saying it in the opposite direction is not going to help us much, because we already know that there's a chumrah of the malacha, because the malacha is universal and the inui is not universal. Nonetheless, we want to work out all of the reasons not to say that there's a nazara. So, and we could say like this, if malacha is hutra michlola, and nonetheless it's onush karet, inui, which is not hutra michlola, okay? But why then is it necessary to tell me the onesh of inui? To leave it open. Mufna. Lakish. Vladunim and Exera Shava. To tell me that just like there's an onesh by inui and there's an onesh by malacha, just like by malacha there's both an onesh and that incorporates an azhara and therefore it's b'chayev a korban, so too inui there's an onesh that incorporates an azhara and therefore it's b'chayev a korban even though I don't see it. This is its marker. Now wait a second. That's not rational again, because ikal mifrach. Mala malacha shekenoheget b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim. Malacha, we said, is universal. So it makes sense to say that over there it's b'chayev the korban. But inu is only noig b'shabbatot on Yom Kippur, and it's eino noig b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim.
Amen.
Right? Oh, Maravina. There isn't. The question is whether the Torah is telling you the Gzeira Shavah or whether it's only a Mamatzino. There's differences between a Mamatzino and a Gzeira Shavah. Not necessarily is a Yikala Mifrach the difference. One is considered to be as if it's a Diorite. So Yikala Mifrach, Mamala Hashkina, okay. Omer Avina, basically what the Tana is showing you over here and assuming that there is an Allah is that it's the word Etzem itself that is the basis of the Lima. Remember, we noted in the way that he brought it out is the Etzem HaYomazeh that appears both in Inui and in Malacha. And that's what he's really thinking of. Well, I sure hope that that's Mufna. I mean, if the Etzem isn't Mufna, then we've got the same questions that we just asked on trying to learn it out from the Gzera Shava that you were using for the actual Isser, or the actual Onesh. The Ilo Mufna, Ikele Mifrach and Aparchinan. I mean, you can't show me that it's an unnecessary word, this Etzem HaYomazeh. Oh, yes, indeed, says the Gemara. Lie. If Nui Mufna, it certainly is Mufna. Because, look, what we've been doing is we've been learning all of these psukim on a tactical basis. Now, let's take this one. Let's take that one. How about if we get a little bit of a strategic overview, as we just did ourselves, by looking over all the psukim? Did you notice that there were absolutely dozens of references, it seemed? I mean, really five when we added them up in Malacha, more when it added up in Idoi. What in the world are they all doing here? We have Hamisha Kreiks, even the Malacha. When we added up Pinchas and Emor and Akremot, we ended up with five different psukim that were mentioning Malacha. Now, okay, I know that there were certainly, one of them was Onesh. You could say there's a difference between the Onesh and Azara. I mean, I understand that. But what do I need all the others for? So I can say it's like this. Chad li Azara di Yamama. V'chad li Azara di Light. One tells me can't do Malacha in the daytime. One tells me can't do Malacha in the nighttime. Now, that's weird. Why do I need two separate psukim? One or the other? I mean, actually, the Tosfos considers, is that something that we need on all the Yomim Tovim? But there's a very interesting approach that Mizrahi brings on the Pasuk in Chumash, where he points out that the Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh is the reason why we would need to know that there's an Isser B'Layla. Because the simple meaning of Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh is only during the daytime. Not that it's a din in Be'etzem as opposed to Tosefet, but it's a din in Be'etzem as opposed to the night. Therefore, I need to have a separate Azara and Onesh when it comes to Malacha in the daytime and in the nighttime. So Chad le'Azara de Yomama v'Chad le'Azara de Laila. Chad le'Onesh de Yomama v'Chad le'Onesh de Laila. But what's this left over? Chad le'Avnuye. So one of them is left to tell me that all the Isurim that are referenced with a Be'etzem are the same. And just like Inui is a din in Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, so too is a Malacha din in Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. And that teaches us Inui de Malacha, the Malacha, Bein de Yomama, Bein de Laila. Once we know that there's no difference between Yom V'Laila when it comes to Malacha, the Etzem HaYom HaZeh compares all of those elements to the Dinim of Inui, and therefore I know now that there's an Azara, Bein Yomam and Bein Delaila of Inui. Dvei Rav Yishmael Tana, Dvei Rav Shmuel has another basis for the Azara. Ne'ma Kan Inui, basically, he doesn't go into the details, we'll have to supply the details as we just did for him as well. But look, it says the Lashon of Inui. So Ne'ma Kan Inui, V'ne'ma Lahalan Inui. So there, Balahalan lo anash ela im ken is here. Afkan lo anash ela im ken is here. So we have now a lashon of inui that appears by rape al dvar or by sleeping with another man's wife al dvar she ina et eshet reyehu. We've already seen that inui has to do with sexual deprivation. Here we use it in terms of the rape which we asked before lekavidina, which we answered. We should have asked this one al dvar she ina. We're over there. It's the actual act of intercourse that's called inui, as opposed to the deprivation. Okay, but meanwhile, the Gemara does get around to it here in this analysis. So that means, just like over here, there's an Onesh and an Azara, and we know that you're Chayev for that rape with a Lav. So too over here by Yom HaKippurim, you are Chayev with a Lav, even though the Lav doesn't appear. The Isser of the Lav is there in order to tell me that if you do it Bishogay, that you would be Chayev a Korban. So this is the most innovative of the approaches over here. Rebacher by Yaakov. By the way, there are some Yersaot that switch Rebacher Rabbi Bar Yaakov with Rav Papa, who's about to give another explanation. Rav Papa Omar, Igu. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Bar Yaakov Omar Yolev Shabbat Shabbaton Mishabbat Bereshit. Mala Alan Lo Ana Shalim Kenizir Avkan Lo Ana Shalim Kenizir. It says Shabbat Shabbaton, right? And Shabbat Shabbaton is a reference to the concept of Shabbat. Shabbos Bereshit is the regular Shabbat every 7 days. So by Shabbos, we know it says Beferish, it's Isurim and it's Onesh. Therefore, all mentions of Shabbat Shabbaton, which include Inui and Melacha, so the Shabbat Shabbaton tells me that it must be the same as Shabbat Bereshit, just as over there it uses both the Isurim and the Onesh. So too, same thing over here, and therefore it would be Mechayev. A Korban, Rav Papa Amar, Igufa Shabbat Igu. You don't have to look to a comparison to Shabbat Bereshit. It says it in the Pasuk. It says, Tishbetu Shabbatchem. How do you explain that? Shabbat Shabbaton ulachem. Vinitem et nafshotechem. And so on. And then it says, Me'erev Aderev Tishbetu. So what's that Tishbetu Shabbatchem? In other words, it's calling this itself Shabbat. If this itself is called Shabbat, unnecessarily, you just said Shabbat Shabbaton. So then that means it's saying the dinim of Shabbat applied to Yom HaKippurim. So I need to look to Shabbat. And I know that, of course, that includes the Lo Taseh, the Onesh, and the Azara that is mentioned in Shabbos. You don't need a Gzeira Shabbat. From the Pasuk itself, there's already a Hekesh to Shabbat, both the terms of Onesh and Azara. And here, this Pasuk is talking about V'initem et nafshotechem. So that means the Parsha of Inui has an Onesh and has an Azara, just as Shabbos itself. Now, Rav Papa, assuming that Rav Papa said this last Bahama, Rav Papa makes a lot more sense than Rav Acher bar Yaakov, because then he, obviously, if you have an opportunity to learn it from within the Pasuk itself, that's preferable to running around trying to make a Hekesh from this Shabbat to the other Shabbat. Right? So I understand why he didn't want to sit like Rav Acher bar Yaakov. Bishleim Rav Papa lo amak Rav Acher bar Yaakov. Kokti begufei adif. It's always advantageous to look at the Pasuk in the context of itself instead of comparing it outside. El Rav Acher bar Yaakov. Why would Rav Acher bar Yaakov look to a comparison to the word Shabbat, Shabbat Bereshit, if it says in the Pasuk itself Shabbatchem? My time lo amak Rav Papa. Ah, he would have, of course, except for the fact that there's a fantastic limud that we learn from that pasuk, which he uses first for the following, and finally we now learn what it is that we assumed earlier. The Kiddatan, he says in the bright, V'initem et nafshotechem, this is the pasuk of Shabbat Shabbaton, right? Shabbat Shabbaton ulachem, V'initem et nafshotechem, betisha lachodesh ba'erev, me'erev aderev tishpetu Shabbatchem. So let's start in that pasuk. V'initem et nafshotechem, betisha lachodesh. Wait a second. I thought Yom Kippur was on the 10th of the month. Yochel Yatchil Yitaneh B'tisha. Does it mean indeed that you have to fast on the 9th of the month? No. Talmud Lomar Ba'erev. It says in the evening. Well, Ba'erev. In other words, you mean after the day is finished? When it gets dark? Yochel Mishtech Hashem? No. That wouldn't be the 9th. It would be the 10th. It can't mean Ba'erev. Talmud Lomar B'tisha. HaKetzad. It must be telling that we're supposed to be Matchil U'mitaneh Mibahod Yom. You must start during the 9th, your Yom Kippur of the 10th. Mikan, Shemosifin, Michol, Al HaKodesh. From here we see that there is a chiyuv to add something of the 9th to the 10th. Namely, Elabich Nisatobi, it's Yatominai. This apparently, however, is true on the beginning. What does it say anything about post Yom Kippur to add a little bit of extra time post Yom Kippur? Talmud Lomar, Me Erev Adara. It stresses that it has to be done Erev Adara. It has to be done at both ends. In the Yalla Yom HaKippurim, is this a did that's unique to Yom Kippur? How about Shabbat? Shabbatot minayin. Talmud Lomar, therefore it says Tishbetu. In the Yalla Shabbatot, Yomim Tovi minayin. Talmud Lomar, Shabbatchem. All types of Shabbatot, wherever it says Shabbaton, it says Shabbaton on each one of the Yomim Tovim. Right? If it's on the seventh day of Yom Tov Shabbaton. First day, Shabbaton. Yom HaRishon, Shabbaton Yalla. Okay, so every Lashon of Shabbaton is Mosifin Micholak Kodesh. That means we now know that there's a chiyuv not to wait until the very last moment, but to add a little bit before in the Shmirat Shabbat, Shmirat Yom Tov, Shmirat Yom HaKippurim. Therefore, I no longer have the word Tishpetu Shabbatchem open to teach me that it's being makish to Shabbat, because what the reason the Torah is saying Tishpetu Shabbatchem is to tell me the new halacha of Mosifim Michol al HaKodesh, not to tell me the halacha of the comparison to Shabbat and Yom Kippur for Onesh V'Azara. In order to compare it, I need to take the opening word Shabbat Shabbaton, compare that now to Shabbat Bereshit, and say, just like by Shabbat Bereshit, we find both in Onesh V'Azara, So too, by Yom Kippur, we find both in Onesh Vahazara. But meanwhile, we have a very beautiful usage of every single reference, four references, the Shabbat in one pasuk of Yom Kippur is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Okay, so now we know all of these drushes. But you know what's interesting is that, of course, this leaves us with a lot of extra dark drushes. I mean, if we learned out the etzem, like the Tanna Rebbe Bishmal, or our original Tanna Ravina was saying, was basing really his whole drusha on the comparison of etzem. So, I mean, then what do we do like with all of these limudim, which seem very straightforward? So Tanna de etzem. What does he do with this whole betisha lachodesh? So my Ovid, like, I don't need now the Shabbat Shabbaton as a comparison to Shabbat Reshit. I don't need Tishbetu Shabbat Chem as a hekesh to Shabbat Reshit. I already know from Be'etzem that there's a both on Azhara and an Onesh on the Inui of Yom HaKippurim. So what does he do with it? Ah, that's another beautiful drasha. Here it says that you're mechuyev to fast on the 9th. It's an awfully strange way to tell me the din of Yom HaKippurim. Now we know that it's on the 10th of the month. It says that every time it mentions it. What it's telling is that there's a mitzvah to eat on the 9th. Now Rashi brings that the mitzvah to eat on the 9th is because you're being osek now in preparations for your tainus of the Asiri, and therefore the Torah views it as if you're fasting today, because this is what allows you to fast on the 10th. Many taina that Rashi is here is a bit misleading, because this is like giving us a svara. I mean, if you want to darshan taina dikra, it's all very nice. How about somebody who is not going to be fasting on the 10th? Does he have a mitzvah to eat on the 9th? He can't fast on the 10th because he's ill. Or how about somebody who is fasting, but is basically in a hospital because he can't eat anyway, and he's living off of a drip into his bloodstream? So does he have a mitzvah to eat somehow on the 10th, on the 9th? I mean, even though that's not what he's going to be living on the 10th, from Rashi it makes it seem as if there would be no mitzvah. How do we know that this isn't a straight-out chiyuv to eat on the 9th? Not everybody's masking. Although there are many shittas who say this whole thing is only in a smart, that it is real mitzvah, it is a rabban. Interesting sugya of the relationship of the 9th to the 10th. You'll notice that on Tisha B'Av we also have a relationship of the 9th to the 10th in the other direction. We fast on the 9th, but on the 10th we have also, it's still going on. Sure. We know that we have five separate sukkah, the dinim of malach. And we know that we've got an awful lot of sukkah, extra sukkah for inui as well. But in all of those sukkah, we never once find the Torah saying you must not eat on Yom Kippur. And therefore, we're wondering whether the chiyav of a korban is dafka on malacha, where it uses a lashon lo tase malacha, not only tishbitu. And when it comes to inui, maybe there's an iser karet, just like there's an iser karet of Shabbos, or not bringing a korban pesach, but there's no chiyav of a korban, because there's no beferish olah. So we had a number of approaches. How do we know that we're supposed to look at this olah? Rish Lakish's approach was the simplest. Rish Lakish says, look, the normal assumption is that when the Torah tells you an onesh karet, it's talking about olah. For all intents and purposes, when it tells you v'initem, the only way to positively do v'initem is not to eat. Because we already showed that v'initem, we proved earlier, does not mean to go about being me'aneh. Doesn't mean go sit in the sun. Doesn't mean go hurt yourself by lying on a hard surface or anything like that. So therefore, the only thing it means is don't. So you'll say, oh, look, if the Torah meant don't, it should have said don't. Ah! There'd be no way to say don't, says Rish Lakish. Because any way that you put it, I would mess up the halacha. If I say don't eat, so then I would think it's a dinan achila, which it's not. How would I know the whole thing of Yishuv Adas and so on? So there's nothing to say. That's the reason why I understand that v'initem essentially is a lav, and therefore you bring a carb. Now the Braitot, various Tanoim, they didn't agree. And they looked for a mocker, either as a gzereshava, or later on we'll have even a hekesh, to tell me that actually there is a lav that is said here, an invisible lav, but which includes the dinim of inui of Yom Kippur in the list of karbonis that have to be brought for chiyuvei karet. So either we're attempting to compare the actual malacha to the inui, Or, and we do that with the extra onesh, the extra azhara, which keeps being repeated over here, or we learn it out from the comparison of be'etzem, hayom hazeh, or we learn it out of the Shabbat Shabbaton, which seems to compare it to Shabbat Reishit, or we learn it out of the vi'initem, which is similar to the inui of al dvar asher ida et eshet re'yehu, which includes both an azhara and an onesh, or we learn it out of tishbetu shabbatchem, or we learn it out of the comparison to Shabbat in the Pasuk itself, which is a Hekesh Shabbat. And therefore, no matter how you look at it, the Torah is making it quite clear to us that there's a Chiyav Korban as well on the Isra Achila of Yom HaKippurim. And it's an actual Lav with all of the implications of Lav, Lagabe, Malchus, and so on that we would have with Lav. Furthermore, in the context of that, we also looked into the Pasuk of Shabbat, Shabbaton, Tishvetu, Shabbatchem, and Me'erev Ad Orev, and we learned some fascinating dinim from that Pasuk. We learned a Chiyav of Tosefet of Yom Kippur at the beginning of the end, which was expanded to include all of Yom Tovim and Shabbatot. We had, however, earlier a specific exclusion of there being an Isser of a Lav or of an Onesh of Karet on the addition. So the addition is viewed as a Chiyav, perhaps only a Derabbanan even, and it's just it's according to some sheet, it's basically a Derabbanan, but many learn it's the Oraita. But it becomes a Chiyav to add, but not an Isser Lotasa to do the malacha, or to Isser Lotasa of eating during that additional period. We also have the beautiful din of the Chiyav of eating on Yom the day before Yom Kippur, which now becomes the equivalent of the fast on Yom Kippur itself. Continues the Mishnah, Ochal Ochlim She'inam Ru'uyim La'achila, Omar Rava Kas Palpale B'Yom HaKippurei Potter, Kas Angebila B'Yom HaKippurei Potter. Somebody who chews peppercorns raw on Yom Kippur is not going to be chai. Somebody who chews raw ginger on Yom Kippur is not going to be chai. These things are not in and of themselves foodstuff. They're meant as flavorings for food when you eat them, but they themselves are not considered to be a food. And melach is not a food. Things we saw before that you may be chai in the context of eating something else, you won't be chai for eating them itself. Look, take a look at the pasuk of the Chiyav Orla. Chitavo el haaretz unetatem kol itz ma'achal va'araltem orlato et piryo. Now, suppose it would have said unetatem kol itz, and then it said va'araltem et piryo. So now what would I have thought? That what? That a pine tree, well, pine tree actually has a pine nut, but that an ilan srak with nothing edible, no pri, is considered to be orla. You just said piryo. So obviously, if you're talking about piryo, if this isn't an eitz pri, it's going to have a hard time having piryo. So where's the piryo? So piryo. If you're referring to fruit, it's obviously an edible tree. So what does the Torah mean when it calls it a tree that you can eat? Oh, it's talking about a tree where you can eat its wood. In which the wood and the fruit tastes exactly the same. The only tree that does that is the pilpel tree. So first of all, this tells you that pilpel is chayav in orla, and it's considered to be a fruit. Now you'd say, but you got to go to India to find... No. If you know where to look, you can have your pilpelin trees in Eretz Yisrael. And Shenema lo techzar kolba. That's what it means. It says you won't be missing anything. You just got to know where to look. The oil's there somewhere. So in any event, we see from here that l'chora it's considered to be a straight up ma'achal. It's considered to be an eitz pri. Look, by the way, the pilpulin that we have today are generally not eitzim. They don't survive 3 years in the ground, which is one of the halakhic definitions of an eitz. And even though there are some species that do actually last for a number of years, there's a shita that holds, fascinating halakha, that a tree that only gives fruit first few years and then it starts to just degenerate is also not considered to be a tree. It's considered to be a vegetable in terms of the barakah and so on. Remember, the halakhic definitions of tree are different than the botanical definitions of tree, so that we don't really have, perhaps, according to some sheet, as orla, as manazah, and pilpulin, we're not really careful about. In any event, yeah, we have other things, actually, which is the esser. Yeah. Is a tree, but apparently it's not a tree. It's a tree that's botanically a tree, but it's not considered to be at least pilpulin in Eretz Yisrael.
Like a banana.
Yeah, well, yeah. Banana, I think, isn't it only 1 year, the banana?
It's one fruit.
It's 2 years.
One fruit and then die.
He said he gives two.
One year.
Oh, it gives only one two?
1 year and a negative.
1 year and a negative. Okay. That adds up to two.
That's almost it.
No, I was saying it doesn't live the full 2 years. It gives two crops. Says the Gemara, Kasha, Habri, Tifta, Habri, Yavishta. This, look, I mean, if there's anybody who knows that Eretz Yisrael is not Chaser Klum, it would be our president, because he has a representative in every place of Eretz Yisrael. If it's a question of bananas or pilpulin, he's the guy to ask. Oh, lokash abiratif tabi avish. Depends if they're fresh or if they're dried. If they're fresh, then they're chinami, they're fruit.
Is that by accident or
no? What's the difference? Either in terms of a carbon or in terms of a chiyuv. What we were talking about, which is chewing peppers, is dried peppers. That question is, does this mean you have peppers and then you dry them? Or does this mean the peppers dried on the tree? In other words, if we're talking about this whole lima, if you've got dried peppers, are they chayav an orla? Right? Did they lose the orla that they once had? Or having once been defined as orla, you can't just excise the orla by drying them. I mean, this is a fruit that was dried. This is a big machlokas in the Achronim, Bichla, which has a lot to do with the gelatin issues and so on. Something which is had an iser on it, which then the iser is removed by drying it out.
By rendering it inedible?
No, so now it's not really it's not really rendered inedible completely. It's just that it's edible, but it's edible when it's put into other food. We're not considering it edible in and of itself, right? Which has connections to the gelatin question as well, although over there, its edibility is not in terms of itself as a product, but rather itself as what it does to the product, not its taste. It's its impact on that product, right? Okay, so this is a question, whether we're talking about yavishta. Some learn yavishta means where it dried on the tree. Now I pick it. So now the first time that I have access to it as a fruit, it's no longer considered to be a fruit that is roi lachna. Omele Ravina l'maremar, and the business that you said about the ginger. Omele Nachman ha'im l'tadati b'behindui. The ginger that they make a little candy-like thing by boiling ginger in honey, and then they let it dry out. So this ginger stuff that comes from India, it's mutter to eat it. I mean, there's no iser now of bishalakum. Why would there be no iser bishalakum? Because anything that's edible raw doesn't have a din of bishalakum. People eat it the way it is off the tree. If I cook it now, it's not a problem in bishalakum. So apparently it's saying it's mutter because it's edible raw. You said zangabil is not considered to be edible as a fruit on Yom Kippur. What are you going to do with that? Umevarchin an alei bori pri adam, and you make an adam on it. Here too, lo kasha abritif tabi avishta. That inofinami, it is edible raw. It's edible raw when it's fresh. What he was talking about, kas zangabila, when you use the word kas, as we said yesterday, the lashon of koses is where you're eating something in a strange way. That's not the way to eat it. Tana Rabbanan, achal alei kanim patur, lulavei gefanim chayav. So if you eat the sprouts of bamboo sprouts, it's only the latest in the yuppieism that turns bamboo sprouts into achila. At the time of the Gemara, that's not even, it's not really love you. But if you eat, huh? Yeah, right, doesn't it? Lulei, and they smell funny too. Lulei gefanim chayav. What do we mean by lulei gefanim? I mean, lulei gefanim are awfully woody. No, we mean lulavei gefanim that Amr Yitzchak Magdila kol shelav lavu mi Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom HaKippurim. Something which just blossomed now between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur has not had a chance yet to get hard by Yom Kippur. But if it had grown before Rosh Hashanah, then already it would not be considered edible any longer. Rav Kahana Amar kol shloshim yom. Tanik Avosu Rav Yitzchak Magdila. Rav Kahana said it even 30 days, within the past 30 days, but there's a braita that says, as Rav Yitzchak Magdila says, that it has to be within the period between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. When I say lulei gefanim, what am I referring to? Eloi lulei gefanim, kosher lav lavu mi Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim. Continues the Mishnah, but if you drank tzir or murias, you would be potter. It's interesting that it conspicuously leaves out vinegar. Mashma that chometz, you would be chayev on, and that chometz is considered to be something that would be miyashev da'atcha. If you drank it, chometz chayav, matinitim ani Rebbe, indeed. That is the sheet of Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, chometz meshivat anefesh, that to drink vinegar can restore your soul, so it gives a sense of miyat v'dayte. Dorash Rav Gidol bar Menashe mibiri, dinarish, in alachakere. So he, Rav Gidol bar Menashe, he got up and he said, and this was a place, a lot of narisha people in that place, he gave a drosha there and he said, we don't paskin like Rebbe's. Of course, what did everybody do for Yom Kippur? They bought themselves vinegar mixed it with water, and they had a geschmack of Yom Kippur drinking vinegar water after all. Rav Gittel said, we don't paskin like Rebbe. No problem. So they all went out, v'shana nafekuli ama, mazgu v'shatu chala, and you know, maybe one part vinegar to 100 part water, you know, but I mean, vinegar water, you know, it's okay. Shomer Rav Gittel found out about this. Boy, was he mad. First of all, I said, if you drank vinegar, you'd be potter. I never said you could drink vinegar. I said, you drink a little vinegar. I mean, these guys drank 3 gallons of vinegar water. Not to mention the fact, I mean, two of them, I never said drink a lot. And Amar Da'amar Anna, what did I say? I say if you drink pure vinegar, hi, these guys take water, put a little vinegar in it. You have it some vinegar flavor? Muzzuk mi'amri, everything, you mix your vinegar with water? Boy, you got to be a lot more careful when you're speaking to Narish, let me tell you. Omresh Lakshmi Neymalo Nemraza Rabinu, Imishum de Lefshar, Echinichta. Nichta Rakwana Loyoka, Lakhila Bidizai, Nichta Rakwana Lotune, Kumeko Mashma, Matke Vavashai, Nichta Rakmani Shamerpe Lotune, in Kenefish Lulav, Matke Varubi Barabai, Nichta Rakwana, Ishamerbi Bitsvati Nui, in Kenishamed Lavlav, Ishamed Asease, Matke Loravashi, Benichta Alta Surmina Inui, Kash. Tana mighty lemiach, vinitemet nafshatechem homalakalotasu, yoche onush autosefet melacha, tamadoma, vokolanefesh, tasekom melacha, beetsemayomaze, alitsumoshe yomanushkaret, eno anushkaret autosefet melacha. Yoche loye onushkaret autosefet melacha, avionushkaret autosefet inui, tamadoma, kolanefesh tuna, beetsemayomaze nichreta, alitsumoshe yomanushkaret, eno anushkaret autosefet inui. Yoche loye beklalonesh, aviyed muzar autosefet. Sefer Melacha, Talmud Lomar, V'chol Melacha Lo Tasu Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Al Itzumo Shel Yom Hu Muzar, Ve'ino Muzar Al Tosefet Melacha. Lo'ocho Lo Yeh Muzar Al Tosefet Melacha, Al Ve'yeh Muzar Al Tosefet Inui? No, Dinu. Uma Melacha, Sh'noheget B'Shabbatot V'yamim Tovim, Nonetheless, Eino Muzar Aleha. Inui She'eino Noheg B'Shabbatot V'yamim Tovim, Eino Din Shelo Yeh Muzar Aleha. Hey, who? Azara Le'inu Shel Yom Atzmo Lo Lamanu Minayim. Well, lo yamer onish b'melacha, the goma miinui. Ma inui shena naeg b'shabbatot v'yamin tovim anush karet. Melacha shena eget b'shabbatot v'yamin tovim. Lo koshikein, lama ne'emar, mufna, lakish v'laduim en egzir ha'shava. Ne'emar onish b'inui, ne'emar onish b'melacha. Ma melacha lo anashalim kenizir. Afinui lo anashalim kenizir. Well, wait a minute. Ike lemifrach, ma le'inui shlohut ha'mechlolo. Mashen came malacha, maybe the Torah is more makbid on them for giving Azara because it was near the malacha over here, hutramech lala. Ela lo yamer onish bi inui de gomar mi malacha. Ma malacha shutra michlala onish karet. Inui, shalot tar malacha, michlala, lo koshike. Well, why bother saying it? Lama neemar mufsal, hakish vadu him in exer shave. Neemar onish bi inui, neemar onish bi malacha. Ma malacha onish vizir, af inui onish vizir. No, ikala mifrach, as we said before. Ma malacha shekein nehoget b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim? Tomar b'inu shekein nehoget b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim? Omer Avina, the mice of the ton is relying on etzem etzem. Well, I hope that's mufne. Lo mufne, we have the same questions we just had. Life, nu mufne. Chamisha kroik tivi malacha. Chad le'azor di mama, chad le'azor di laila. Chad lo'inish di mama, chad lo'inish di laila, chad lafnuya. Lemik marina mi malacha, ben di mama, ben di laila. The way Rabbi Yishmael Tana Nemar Kan Inui V'Nemar Lalan Inui Malana Lo Ana Shalim Kenizir Afkan Lo Ana Shalim Kenizir, referring to Asherina Teshet Reyev Revacha Bar Yaakov Amar Yolif Shabbat Shabbaton Mi Shabbat Bereshit Malana Lo Ana Shalim Kenizir Afkan Lo Ana Shalim Kenizir Rav Papa Amar Higuf Shabbat Yikrin Apostik Tishpitu Shabbat Chem So Bishleim Rav Papa Lo Amar Kravacha Bar Yaakov obviously Krodich Tibeguf is even better. But Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, my time alone, Rav Papa, because from Tishpatu Shabbat Chem, he has a better drasha. We might look at Tanya. V'nitem in Dav Shotechet B'tisha L'chodesh. Yochel Yachil, actually B'tisha L'chodesh, Tamanom Abera. So he bear of Yochel Mishetech Hashem. No, that would already be Asiri. Tamanom B'tisha. Ha'ketza. Matchil U'mitadem B'va'od Yom. מכאן שמוסיפים בכל על הקודש. אין לי אלו בכניסתו, ביציאתו מניין, תלמוד אומר, ירב עד ערב. אין לי אלו יום הכיפור משבתות מניין, תלמוד אומר, תשפטו. אין לי אלו שבתות יומים טובים מניין, תלמוד אומר, שבתכם. הכיצד? כל מקום שנאמר שבות, מוסיפים בכל על הקודש. תנא דעצם עצם, what does he do with תשאל החדש מהעבידי? מבואי לידי כאן יחיה ברעה בדיפתי, תתן יחיה ברעה בדיפתי, וניתם את נפשתכם בתשעה, וכי בתשעה מתענים, הלא בעשור מתענים, אלא לומר לך, כל האוכל ושוטה בתשעי מעלה עליו הכתוב, כאילו התענה תשעי ובעשירים. אוכל אוכלו ג'נורי נחיל אמרה וכס פרפול ביום את הכיפור פוטר, כס אנגביל ביום את הכיפור פוטר. מייסו היה רבי מאירו ממש משנים, אבל אל תמר אותו את פיריו. איני יודע שאת מאכל הוא הלס לזה אף הפיריו. אלא מה אתה אומר, את מאכל, את שאתה מצוות פיריו שווה, אבל יום הזה פיופלין, למה אתה חשב פיופלין חייבים באורלה? ואין ארץ ישראל חסרה כלום, שם לא תחסה כובה. לא קשה, אבל תיפת ויבישת. אמרו, אמין, אמרו, 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 נחמן, האם לא תדעת ביבי ינדוי, שערי ובכין עלי פורי פרי האדם. לא קשה, אבל תיפת ויבישת. תן רבנו נאכל עלי קנים פטור, לולבי כבנים חיה. Referring to the lake Vanim, Omer of Yitzchak Magdala, Shalav Lavo Mirosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Rav Kana says, no, even if it's Shmetov Shloshim Yom. Tanik was of Yitzchak Magdala, Ochal Alek Anim, Patur Lulavek Vanim Chayav, Elohim Lulavek Yifanim, Kol Shalav Lavo Mirosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Shad Atzir Muris Patur, leaving out Chometz, which we chayav, Matnitim Mani Rebbe, apparently. Tani Rebbe Omer, Chometz Ben Shivet HaNefesh. Comes on Rav Gidol Ben Menashe Ribiri, the Narech, that in Allah Rabbi, the Shana Nafka Kulayama Mosga Vishatu Khala, Shoma Rav Gidol Vikpit. So first of all, Imadam Rana, only Bidi Avad, I never said Vachatkhila. Furthermore, Imadam Rana, a little bit, I never said Tufa Miyamra. Imadam Rana, only if it's raw vinegar, Mosga Miyamra.